This is a Jakwe ancestral figure. And the Jakwe people are primarily in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That used to be Zaire, used to be the Belgian Congo. And it's a huge country. But it is the Democratic Republic, sometimes referred to as DRC. The ancestral figure has been misunderstood primarily by people outside of the African continent. The ancestral figure is seen as a conduit because this figure represents the spirit of people who have gone on before you. And people who have gone on before you are closer to the Supreme Being than are you. And so if you have a message that you'd like to give to the Supreme Being, you will come and kneel sometimes, or just sit at the foot of the ancestral figure. Sometimes you will bring food or some kind of foodstuffs, and you will place it at the foot, at least it used to be traditional, you would place it at the foot of this figure. Not that this figure is going to develop little lips and consume it, but an animal will come about. It's a sacrifice. You are sacrificing something. You're giving up something in order to, quote unquote, pay for your message being sent to the Supreme Being. So you come and you talk to this ancestral figure, and you hope that this ancestral figure will take your message as a conduit up to the Supreme Being. So when you see somebody talking to or just interacting with an ancestral figure, it is not ancestor worship. It is ancestor respect. It is paying the respect to the people who have come before you and who has made a way for you to be what you are and to be to progress to be what you are, and you make a way for somebody else. But you give respect to that person who has made that way for you, who, as the person who has come before you, as your ancestor. And that is what this figure represents. Normally, the traditional arts of Africa, the figures are shown without attitude, without smiling, without frowning, without almost looking into the distance, without, it almost seems looking beyond you, but is represented in this figure is the spirit and the power and the strength of the people who have made a way for you to be what you are today and to go on to be greater and perhaps more influential, and making a way for people coming after you. That was provided by the ancestor figure. So the ancestor figure is the recipient of your respect. And the foodstuffs that you leave there is a sacrifice, it's the price that you pay for the service that they give you.